Chapter 7, Suffer or Best Life Now? Now that you know what repentance truly is, let's talk about how you must suffer for Jesus. Yep, you heard that right, suffer. The Main Street Church preaches your best life now to their destruction. Jesus says exactly the opposite. The Americanized church has bastardized the entire gospel on the fact that a true disciple must crucify their wants and suffer for Christ is not the exception, but the rule, God's rule. Jesus spoke about suffering and how one is supposed to take care of others throughout the entire Bible. A few facts are, every 4 seconds, a child dies of man-made poverty. That's 21,000 precious souls under the age of 5 that die unnecessarily daily. Further, Christians are being beheaded daily and the persecution around the world is getting drastically worse by the day. I hear these reports from our mission fields in Kenya and Bangladesh and Ethiopia daily. So, the command by Jesus is to suffer as our brothers and sisters are suffering. Are you? 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 26 says, quote, "And whether one member suffer, all the members suffer with it. Or one member be honored, all the members rejoice with it," end quote. Moses knew, Hebrews chapter 11, verses 24 through 26. By faith, Moses, when he was come to years, refused to call the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt. For he had respect unto the recompense of the reward, end quote. Jesus suffered the most incredible pain and ridicule for us, and his example is what we are to follow. 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 19 through 21 says, quote, "For this is thankworthy, if a man for conscience towards God endures grief, suffering wrongly. For what glory is it if, when ye be buffeted for your faults, shall take it patiently? But if, when you do well and suffer for it, you take it patiently. This is acceptable with God. For even hereunto were ye called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that ye should follow in his steps," end quote. It never fails when I am contending for the faith, calling souls to repentance, that all I have to do is to quote a Bible verse or two and the sinners go crazy. They are offended and furious when you say something like, quote, "Jesus left us an example on how we are to suffer for him. We are to walk as he walked," end quote. I can't repeat this verse enough. 1 John chapter 2, verse 6 says, quote, "He that saith he abides in him," in Jesus, "ought himself so to walk even as he," Jesus, "walked," end quote. True disciples of Christ count it joy to be worthy to suffer for him. Acts 5, verse 40 to 42 says, quote, "And to him they agreed. And when they had called the apostles and beaten them, they commanded that they should not speak in the name of Jesus, and let them go. And they departed from the presence of the council, rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer for his name. And daily in the temple and in every house they ceased not to teach and preach Jesus Christ," end quote. This is a spiritual war, and we must please him as a good soldier. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 3 and 4 says, quote, "Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No man that warreth entangles himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier," end quote. The Lord will deliver you out of these afflictions and suffering as long as you stay faithful to him. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 10 through 12 says, quote, "But thou hast fully known my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, charity, patience, persecutions, afflictions, which came unto me at Antioch and Iconium, at Lystra. What persecutions I endured, but out of them all the Lord delivered me. The bottom line is all these sufferings can't compare, not even in the smallest way, to the reward of eternal life in heaven. Romans chapter 8, verse 18 says, quote, "For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us," end quote. The heretical best life now deceivers attract the professing Christian with ease. They are simply sinning, quote, pastors, leading a sinning, quote, church right to hellfire. I truly loved to hear this watered-down message when I was still in willful sin between 2006 and 2012. I thought that as long as I went to church every Sunday, I was okay no matter how I lived. I never heard ever about how we are to suffer for him. I simply wanted my itching ears tickled, and the 99% plus do a great job of that. Of course, the Bible predicted this a couple thousand years ago. Unsound doctrine is rampant in the quote church. In fact, the Main Street church is now a curse, not a blessing. It's a judgment on the sinner who does not truly want to come to Jesus, but live their quote best life now. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 1 through 8 says, "I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word. Be instant, in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lusts, their own sinful desires, shall they heap to themselves teachers, having itching ears. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned into fables. But watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry. For I am now ready to be offended, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing," end quote. You can't serve two masters. Matthew 6:24 says, quote, "No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. Ye cannot serve God and mammon," God and money, end quote. Many of you have no root in Jesus. You have a peripheral, outward, quote, belief, but you are not grounded, as you do not want to lose the things of this world, like family, friends, a good job, etc. Matthew chapter 13, verses 20 and 21 says, quote, "But he that received the seed into stony places, the same is he that heareth the word, and anon with joy received it. Yet he has no root in himself, but dureth for a while, for when tribulation or persecution ariseth, because of the word, by and by he is offended," end quote. Sadly, the majority will hear this that great day of judgment. Matthew chapter 7, verses 22 and 23 says, quote, "Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, and in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? And then I will profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you worker of iniquity," end quote. You must be totally committed to Christ and endure till the end to be finally saved. You must be prepared to be hated, as all true Christians are. Once I accepted this fact and chose life, I started to be hated immediately from the world. This included family, quote, friends, etc. Are you ready? You may not have tomorrow. Matthew 24, verses 9 through 14 says, quote, "They shall deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and you shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another, and many false prophets shall arise, and shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that endures till the end, the same shall be saved. and the gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all of the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come," end quote. I used to think I was super spiritual when I made the decision to not only attend, quote, church for an hour on Sunday, but on Wednesday evening too. Wow! I was a two-day-a-week churchgoer and thought that was being super dedicated to the Lord. What a joke, so saith the Lord. The message that was preached was a 22-minute, quote, mixed sermon that all the Main Street churches preached. Nothing more than an inspirational speech to make sinners feel good as they serve a false, quote, Jesus. The, quote, sermon is preached, of course, after 30 minutes of godless CCM or contemporary Christian music that puts one in a trance as they set the hearer up to give money. You can walk into any one of these dens of devils and hear the same message over and over again. It's something like this, quote, "Jesus loves you, so live your life to the fullest and have your best life now," end quote. These wolves never speak about suffering, living holy and perfect, denying yourself, etc. As I stated before, this is judgment on the sinner. Sadly, they think they are going to stroll right in the front door of heaven. How grievous. Choose to suffer for Jesus and rejoice in doing so. 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 12 through 19 says, "Beloved," quote, "beloved, think it's not strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened to you. But rejoice in as much as you are partakers of Christ's suffering, that is, when his glory shall be revealed, you may be glad also with exceeding joy. If ye be reproached for the name of Christ, happy you are, for the Spirit of God and of God resteth upon you. On their part he is evil spoken of, but on your part he is glorified. But let none of you suffer as a murderer or as a thief or as an evildoer or as a busybody in other men's matters. Yet if any man suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God on this behalf. For the time has come when judgment shall begin at the house of God. And if it be first begins at us, what shall the end be of them that not obey the gospel? And if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and sinner appear? Wherefore, let them that suffer according to the will of God commit to keeping their souls to him in well-doing as unto a faithful creator." End quote.